The Torah speaks out. Bechuro, what's the kasha? Bechlal, b'zman hazeh, there's no beis mikdash, can't bring korbanot together. So bechuro, as Moshe said better, there's no korbanot together. So bechuro, it's mashma gola, man yom rod, kitchen l'shaitav, kitchen l'salovoy, that really still has its kedusha there. So really it would be possible maybe to bring a korban there. But our korban, the people living far away can't do it. So here, provided it's a sword to say, it's still muta. Shmuel says, kasha, what's the chiddush? Bechuro, pshita. That there's no hadmina to say, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it should be also to eat meat today. So you don't need the Mishnah to say the Erlem. The Mishnah can't mean the Erlem a Chiddush, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're still allowed to eat the meat. The Chorim Pshiti is allowed to eat the meat. It must be going according to somebody else. So the Gemara says, Elamai is going according to Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara says. Elam Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Kiva goes according to Rabbi Kiva, the Tanya. When the Pasuk says, Kiyach, and Yimchwa Mokka, Mashiach, Kosh, Mokka, Lesh, Mosh, Mosham, Zafu, Gorg, Mosham, Rabbi Kiva, Oima, and Bokas, Elalah, Salem, Boston, the Chira. That now you can't eat meat without a shechita. If you just slice it, it's possible. She had b'tchilim when they were in the midbar, he yelled, hutl and bas nechir, let eat any meat, even though there's no shechita. V'shnitl, zeratz Yisrael, nesl and bas nechir. Now they came to that, so you have to have a shechita, you can't just slice the neck off. V'yach she shegola, but now that we went into Golis, yochu may be yach latin rish, may become after the first heta, he's let eat a piece of meat, just by slicing off its head without a shechita. V'chach shim, that's the chidish of our mishnah. The koin to Mekidra, that Le'olam Shechtem know, even though Bezman is there, we have no Beis Hamikdash, we do not come after the same Heta that was before in the Midbar, but Adrabba, once the mitzvah Shechita was given, Shechita always remains. And therefore we can eat it now without a Shechita. Rashi explains the Pshat from Kivri, Shebetchila, Rashi learns, means in the Midbar, Hutlam Bas Nechira again means if you just slaughtered the meat, you did not really make a Shechita, you just chopped off the meat, you killed it. My Quran afkulay, if it says Tiyarchik Vizavakto, Nakhlaud Yad Hashul and the Savala Zvicha up to now there was no Khivan Zvicha. The mitzvah Zvicha only someone that came into Eretz Yisrael. That's the Habmi that maybe now when they're in this Gala, we're not of Eretz Yisrael. Maybe the Jabino Issa Shita Tid Bas Nakhiro, Kamashna Sakhirish and Mishta know, the Kharshanino Lyolam Shechtin, that there's always a mitzvah to make a shit even Bismanazir. Even after Golus, even after we're not of Eretz Yisrael still. Now there's no mehetta nechira. You can only eat a piece of meat through a ma'isa shechita. All right,
we'll stop here. Turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Wait here on the tape, then turn over.
You have it. You hold enough. You zayin them in aleph. You know, some more just says now the two dots. That the ma'akim mitzvugi. What's the machlek? You said a machlek is between who? Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Right, so what's the machlekes? So the kiva savar bosa taiva leisus aklau. So the kiva holds no, was never offered to eat regular meat. That's where there's only Rabbi Shmuel. Even in the midbar, they're always able to eat regular meat. Therefore, when he came into Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't a chiddush that you allowed to eat bosa taiva, but rather the chiddush was that then you have to have a shechita and not just a mechira. Rabbi Shmuel said, no, that the bosa mechira lay story cloud of a Shemol holds, there was never a time that it was mutter to eat meat without a shechita. It was never mutter just to make a nechira. A nechira means like just to slice the neck without a shechita, just to kill it. It was never mutter. So that's the machlokes how Yedash needs to him. Shemol says, Bishlam Rabbi Shemol is good according to Rabbi Shemol, that he holds that it was never mutter. Bos a nechira. So the chiddush of the pasuk was that when they were in the midbar, it was also a bos a taiva. Regular meat. When they came into Eretz Yisrael, then they had to eat regular meat. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's good. That's what the pasuk says. The shachatas ben haboka, that they made a shechita on the ben haboka. So Rashi says, Alma, we see from here that nitzavu al shechita b'yomot shebamidbar. Even in the midbar, also they had to have a ma'aseh shechita. So it's good that it was never had to eat it in the chira. Just on killing it, you always had to make a shechita, even in the midbar. El Rabbi Kiva, my v'shachat. According to Kiva, there was supposed to say v'shachat. It's talking about in the midbar. I, according to Rabbi Kiva, they're allowed to eat bosa mechira. So when it's poshid, kodeshim shani. I tell you, here's the pasuk in Vayikra. By kodeshim is different. Kodeshim, there is maski minir shechita. Rabbi Kiva only held that bosa taiva means the only regular chulin that you eat. That maybe does not need a shechita. Yeah. Hagmar says, Dishlem Rabbi Shmuel, so it's good according to Rabbi Shmuel. I know this, sit up the post, it says, in by midbar, hatsain, uboka, yishchat lehem. they should make a shchitu on the tzayin in boker. And the chulas mashma is talking about regular chulim. So you see, you have to have a shchitu even in the midbar. Elul Rabbi Kiva, maya tzayin in boker yishchat lehem. According to Rabbi Kiva, what does the pasuk say? Yitzchak make a shchitu. According to him in the midbar, yincha lehem miboiler. Just should have said, make a nechira, means just slice it, just kill it. The Rashi says, nechira usually means, Rashi says that Mecha means midas v'loshin nechira shekayru l'orkoi menechira v'yad hachaza. You slice it straight down the middle from its nose till its breast till its chaza. That's the way you kill it. So what does the pasuk say outside? No baki yishchat. It should have said yincha. It's more so than echanami. Nechira shalhem zuvi shchitas and echanami. It doesn't really mean hukashchita. It just means whatever way they used to kill it. That's the pasuk means that say no baki yishchat means that's the way they used to kill it. Again, this Rabbi Shmuel Hanu, the Tanana that we learned, a Mishnah Leir that says, "Hashoychet v'nisnabla biyodoi." If somebody makes a shchita, and v'nisnabla becomes an avela, mashma joins shchita becomes an avela, means you didn't do a good job, or else the hanoichel, or else means just slice like we just said, it just slice it down, you don't make a shchita at all, or else the hamaker. If somebody pulls out, rips out the simonim when the animal is still alive, that's the way you kill it. So, kiss you, these three cases, you do not make a shchita. The law is potem alechaseis. Even though you do this to a chaya, that usually to make a shchita on a chaya, there's a mitzvah kisi hadam. Here, there's no mitzvah kisi hadam. Since it wasn't called a shchita, therefore you're potem alechaseis. The Rashi says, the potem says, "Ashe yoicho v'shofach v'chisa," means the royal lachil across the medaber, only such an animal that now you're allowed to eat it. That's when there's a mitzvah kisli. And over here, since you can't eat the meat, therefore there's no mitzvah kisli. So, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that you have to have a shchita in the midbar, it's good why there was no mitzvah kisli on these type of meat, since there was no hetter shchita. Elul Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, on my potem alechaseis. According to Rabbi Kiva, why are you potem alechaseis? Rashi says, akisedam b'midbar nitzavah. Let's see. In the midbar, they also had the mitzvah kisedam. And at that time, the chirasim or the shchitasim. In the midbar, if they just slice it down, that's also called the shchita shimechayv kisedam. And so, the question is, v'anoichi b'zman hazeh. You make a nechiru b'zman hazeh, nami niboy kisei. Of course, you don't have to make a kisei. Even though it's not fit heat, but why is it different than in the midbar? That there the nechiru was, gave a mitzvah kisei adam. The chur b'zman hazeh, even though you can't eat it without a shchita, then maybe the mitzvah kisei should still remain. That the Gemara says no. The story is Hoyol the Yisrael that now it's after they came into Israel it became also to eat the meat without a shchita. So the Chanami now that there's no mitzvah kisei adam either. Like Rashi said before, kisei adam is only if there's a head to eat the meat, and now there's no head to eat the meat. Therefore, it's part of from kisei adam. Nebaita Tishtan Rakiv is good according to Rabbi Kiva. The Yom that he says, Bosa Taiva Leisus Aklau, he learned that in the Midbar, it was never Osa Teet Bosa Taiva, you're always allowed to eat any meat you want. It was only a Chiddush Yel, you don't need a Shchita. But you're allowed to eat any meat you want. If so, Hainu, this, so that's what the Pasuk says in the Devarim, Ach Kasha Yoichol Esatzi Vesayil. The same way you could eat a deer and a ram, Kain Teich Lenu. The same way you could eat these things also. Rashi says, if you eat a ram or a deer when it's tamei, it's not kosher. You can eat it when it's tamei. It's kain techlenu la boker b'tzayin mishatichron is loritz. When you come into it, so loritz, you're allowed to eat the boker b'tzayin even though they're tamei. Shavu pi shani matinim shchitim. No, now you have to have a shchita lechulin when you come into Eretz Yisrael, just like kosher. So don't think to say now when you come into Eretz Yisrael, you have to have a shchita. So maybe even chulin you can only eat when it's tahor. Kamash from the pasuk know that even now when you come into Eretz Yisrael and you have to make a shchita, still you'll not eat it the tumah. So it's good what the chiddush of the pasuk is. But Elul the Rabbi Yishmael, the current Rabbi Yishmael, that he holds no, you always have to have a shchita. If so, tzvi vayu gufo mi have ishari, that tzvi vayu you're not mutatit. That's the question. In the midbar, according to Rabbi Shmuel, right, it wasn't mutatit or tzvi vayil. According to Rabbi Shmuel, in the midbar, they could only eat basa kachim, and he can't bring a korban from a tzvi and an ayil. So it's not. If so, it wasn't mutatit in the midbar. So what's telling us You're allowed to eat it for tumah, just like before, now also. So the Gemara says, yes, that even according to Bishmuel, Kiyos Rachmona Behem Mordechazi Lakrova. In the midbar, that's what he says, you would not let eat Bosa Taiva, he only means on a piece of meat, on an animal, that's fit to bring a korban. Then it was also tidit, but there was chumen, you had to bring it for korban. Avuchai, like a deer, or tzvi, that you cannot bring for korban anyway, Lechazi Lakrova, where Yos Rachmona, even Rabbi Shmuel would agree, it was mutter tidit tzvi in the midbar. That's what the pasuk means. That even though in the midbar you do not have to make a shchita, now when you come into the soil you have to make a shchita, you should know still it's mutter tidit b'tumah. The whole thing has lach like kachim, no you're not eating it even though you're tummy. Having more kind of shayla. What's going to be boy Rav Yirmiyah? Every boston nechira. It's according to Rav Akiva. That all that in the midbar they had no mitzvah shchita. They're allowed to eat a piece of meat without a shchita. So that's why a Jew in the midbar just sliced his animal in half, and he has a piece of meat from that. And now the next day, Shechnisu Yisroli Moyim, that he came into Eretz Yisroel, Shechnisu Yisroli Moyim Moritz. Now that Jew brought it with him into Eretz Yisroel. So now, according to Rabbi Kiva, he's allowed to eat it now in Eretz Yisroel or not. So, the question is Amos. Like, what's your question? When did he bring it in? In other words, the question is, according to Rabbi Kiva, you admit to teach Boston Nechira in the Midbar. When he came into Eretz Yisroel, it became Asa. But maybe only from now on, not from meat, not from before. So what's the aim? What's your question? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Bisheva Shikirshu, the question, you have this piece of meat. Can you eat it during the first 7 years when they went to conquer the salt to make a kibush to fight? So the Murray asked the question, Pshitik's Mutter. Hashtu Dovet Tomei. Ishtarilu, those first 7 years, they're even allowed to eat a piece of chazir. They're allowed to eat then Tomei. If so, Dichsik, what the Pasuk says in the Devarim, Obatim Malayim Kotuf. They came in there, they're allowed to eat the houses full of all good. And the Yom Rabbi Yimi Barab, Omar Rav, it means Kasle the Chazir. They're even allowed to eat a piece of meat of a Chazir. Rashi says, Kachle the Chazir should be Chazirim Yaveshim, old pigs, Shekurin Bekinush. The Batim Malayim Kotuf, safe for the crow of Yechatav Zavata. So the first 7 years, Chayasa came into Eretz Yisrael, it was at the Tidiv in Chazir. And so Lechura, Boston, Echirim, Iboi, Chorosophic Pshita, that the Jews will not eat them, their meat, without a Shita. So what's Yishayla? Anyway, the Shayla says, this Liachim Ikan, what's going to be if you have this piece of meat, that you made in the Chir in the Midbar, and you preserved it for 7 years, and afterwards, during the second 7 years, when they were in Tichluka, when they were dividing up Eretz Yisrael, that there wasn't Mutter, or Dovei Tomei, if so, then the question is, can you eat this piece of meat now or not? Yeah. Rechem, that's one shalom. The boy says, Nelson Moore says, no, Leilam, really the question could be even the Sheva Shekivshu. What about the first 7 years the Eden went into Eretz Yisrael, could eat it then? And maybe it's like this, Ki Yishtarilu Shlau Slavichovim. When does the Pasuk say that the Jews are allowed to eat anything? It means when they conquered the Goyim, they're allowed to eat anything from the Goyim, even their food. But only the food they conquered from the Goyim, the Pasuk gives them a heter. But the two, Lo Yishtari, but could be the Yidden have their own meat, that there's no special heter. For that, they have no heter to eat the first 7 years. If they have their own animals, I'd rather they'd have to make a shchita. So that's our shayla, if you have this piece of meat, that the Mechira was done in the Midbar, at that time it was Mutta, and now you brought this piece of meat into Israel, what's the locha? Is it Chala Nisra on it now? Or maybe only the new behemoth now in Eretz Yisrael, you have to make a shchita. But a piece of meat you had before was Mutta. So Rashi speaks out of the Shalva Megel Aloch at all. That's an economic, some Jewish or Kibbutz Chayr. I think the Rosh wants to say, it is Megeya, the person makes an Issa Neder. What would be, I promise that I'll do this and this, if that piece of meat would be Mutta. So in Kibbutz and Hilchas and Dorim, you can find an enough Kamina. But this is more about by Teiko here. If that meat, by the Nechira, in the Midbar came into Eretz Yisrael, would it be Yotza or not? Oma Rabba. Some of the gifts of Marova, that Shonis Hakel Shechtim Lelim Shechtim, that you chew, you answer Pshan the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, but Hakel Shechtim, and it says Lelim Shechtim, that you answered, that Hakel Shechtim, what do we say, Hakel Shechtim means, that Hakel Beshchita, even a knife, you want to say, goes on the animal, that even a chicken was in Beshchita. Lelim Shechtim also, he said now, that the animal always needs a mitzvah Shechtim. If so, what does the Mishnah mean to say about Kol Shechtim? What does it mean to say with everything? My Mishanas, how do you answer that? What does the Mishnah mean by Kol Shechtim? If you tell me the Mishnah means Bein Betzur, Bein Mechugah, Bein Mekur Meshakana, means any type of a knife, whether it's a regular knife, whether it's a sharp stone, or whether it's a piece of glass, or whether it's a reed. So the Mishnah says, no, what do you the Hanuk Ketoni? It's very much the other things. If the first two is talking about the Shechtim, the people that make the Shechita, the last thing should also mean how to do with Hilchis Shechtim. Is Helmina Ash Kel Shechtim? Or means, no, it means, Hainami B'Shechtim, it means with the animal that receives the Shechita, not with what you make the Shechita with. It's how Kel Shechtim said even a knife needs a Shechita. And then, Loilam Shechtim means all the meats need a Shechita. It's talking about things that need a Shechita. So the last thing, Bakol Shechtim, should also mean the animal itself that needs a Shechita. That's because the Hanech B'Shechtim, Hainami B'Shechtim. The Hanech The question is like this. So far we answered the first two cases talking about the nishchotim, but the animal. And the last case, bakol shechtim, means the shechtim. So you can't say in different cases, you all have to mean the same case. If yanech, if the last one means b'shechtim, so the first one also should mean b'shechtim. So yanech b'nishchotim, the mishchot is talking about b'nishchotim, the animal that received the shechita, so the last case also should mean hananari b'nishchotim, that received the shechita, and not half and half. Tell them about like this. The Mishnah says how Kol Shechtim means Choda Lasu Yekusi. It's talking about the Shechtim, the people that make the Shechita. That even a Kusi can make a Shechita. But the Geru Yem is saying, the Choda Lasu Yisrael Mumma. That even a Yisrael Mumma, as long as not a Mumma, Chota Kula, he could also make a Shechita. And what does the Mishnah mean to say? Le'olam Shechtim means Bein B'yoyim Bein Malayla. We had before, whether a day, by night, you can make a Shechita. There's no talk about Hilcha Shechtim when the Shechtim can make a Shechita. Bein Barosh Agag on the top of the roof, Bein Barosh Asrina. And Bakol Shechtim means Bein Betzur, Bein Betzukas, Bein Mekrum Mishokona. The kiss of these all halakhas about the Shechtim, that any Shechtim could do it, and Zoylam the Shechtim could do it, and with anything the Shechtim could do it. The kiss, we're not talking about the type of animals, we're talking about the Shechtim, how the Shechit is done. That's the Kiddush. Bakol and Hakol the Shechtim and Zoylam. And it says in Mishnah, Chutz Mimagol Ktsira V'Yamagira. You can't make a Shechita with this small knife, you'll see that have the gums, have dents in it. And the Udim V'Yamagira, you can't do it with a sword. With a sword, it's no good. Yeah. Samar says that Avu Dishmula, Shmuel's father, Pogam, he made a pagam, like he made a notch in the knife. V'Shodar, and he sent it to Israel to see what they'll tell him if the knife was kosher or not. They did it a second time, Pogam B'Shodar, but Jeton showing them cases of Pogam to ask him if this knife is kosher or this knife is possible. Shalchulev, he sent back from Eretz Yisrael, this is a simon shows your member, that Kemegira Shinanu, they learned in the Mishnah, like a sword, any time the knife is like a sword, it's possible. So Rashi says, it means Shabgimais Mechuvonis Loimkon, that all the notches go deep down, and the Yesh Pagam, some have two sides to it, and some have one side, we'll soon see in the Gemara. Any time the knife has notches that looks like a sewer, that's like a psul, then the knife is possible for Shechita, it doesn't cut, but rather it just tears it. I think we're going to say, but it goes like this. Sakin, if you have a knife, Sheyesh Pagimah,